Vernacular. Month after month, we watched hibiscus varieties bloom and repeated cosmic dancer, mandarin wind, painted lady, rose mallow, or just coined nicknames like rubber ducky, Mr. Pink, big red, and creamsicle. Taking in any kind we could find, we cracked seed pods, rooted cuttings, and hauled shrubs home in our two-door hatchback, intent on spreading a spray of pigment over the backyard, till coral, cranberry, and egg yolk yellow bumped heads with ginger groves and bee-studded firebush spires. Late summer brought an upsurge in those airborne petals we called giant swallowtail, cloudless sulfur, when we studied the butterfly card, and glidey thing, yellow flitty, when we were watching the fluttering confetti and winging it. Effusing over this and that, like we used to sweet-talk our cats, we'd say, "Good morning, little darty. Hey there, blue bee. Nice flower, hardy biscuit. Snow queen, you are magnificent." We fussed at aphids massed on buds as if combing fleas from the scruffs of kittens, and the plants responded in kind, feline in the sunshine, stretching out at midday all thick and glossy and well-fed on our composted leavings and daily sprinkling. The more blossoms widened and bugs flickered, the more fluent we became, our language unzipping a whole new landscape. So when Etta's winds cycled through in November with a big rig roar and blankets of rain waterlogging every leaf, we knew her name already. We looked upon our flooded yard and saturated colors and thanked her for the dousing, and we meant it.